When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, I'm going to toss the phone number out here real quick for you. If you have advice or you want to chime in, you can always do so. 502-571-9970. This is an opportunity for you. If you've got an issue, you can always message us. And we'll toss it out to our listeners and try to get you some advice.
Yeah, so this person wanted to stay anonymous, and you'll know why.
Okay.
It says, hey, Ben and Kelly, I'm going to tell on myself a little and ask that you keep me anonymous, keep an open mind. I've recently started having an affair with a married man.
Ooh.
And I'm sure, like everyone says, I didn't mean for this to happen, but hear me out. He's my ex-husband, whom I have 3 kids with.
Oh, gosh.
We married young. He was 22. I was 20. We had kids, struggled with parenthood and money. All that stress was just too much. So instead of counseling, we just decided it would be best if we got a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
So I was a single mom at 27, moved back into my parents' house with the kids. They're helping me. It's not ideal, but it works.
Okay.
I'm 30 now. He's been remarried for a couple of years, and we've always kept in touch because of the kids, obviously. We co-parent. But a few months ago, he came to my parents' house to pick something up. Long story short, the house was empty, so I offered him a drink. We ended up talking for a few hours, and I just felt like we really connected. We ended up hooking up, and after that, the floodgates opened.
Oh.
It was like tossing a match on a gas can.
Oh.
We would see each other several times a week, and it was like it was at the beginning, except we have history, we have kids, and we're older and we're wiser. I told my best friend she can't believe that I'd stoop to having an affair with a married man.
Mm.
But he's literally my ex-husband, and it's not like he has kids with his new wife.
Yeah.
So I guess I need to know if this is so horrible and I should stop out of respect for his current wife, or is it all is fair in love and war?
Oh.
And look at it as a way to better our family and kids and maybe reconcile and repair the damage of our first marriage.
Wow.
I don't want to stop seeing him. I want this to work. So I want to hear from your listeners who have gone back to an ex and have lived happily ever after. Thank you so much.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to be devil's advocate here. He sounds like he got married quick after they got the divorce finalized. So either,
possibly.
So either like his new wife was a factor in their marriage, you know, dissolving.
Ooh, yeah, or, could be. She didn't mention that. But,
no. Or yeah. or she's almost kind of like a rebound. And so, hear me out.
What are you saying, sir?
I'm trying to look at it from her point of view, like. She's seeing it as new rekindled sparks on a relationship where, and I think she's almost seeing it as this might be an opportunity to get back with my ex and have him.
Well, yes, that's
divorce,
exactly what she's saying.
Divorce his second wife and get back with her.
Yes, and I think what she's saying is that when they got together, the timing was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't ideal. They didn't do it the right way. Now that they're older and wiser, they feel like they can navigate the relationship more successfully.
Man.
The problem is there is a new wife in the way.
But all she needs to do is just kick her out of the way.
Oh, listen! This is so complicated.
All right, we need to hear from people. Like she said, and I know there are going to be a lot of people that are just ripping on her and just saying, listen, you are dabbling with a married man. Doesn't matter that he's your ex. But
now, we do have a family attorney chiming in saying, as a family law attorney, I can say if you got divorced once, you're going to get divorced again.
Okay. All right. 502-571-9970. Sometimes we just find ourselves in a big old muddy muck.
Oh, this is messy.
Yeah, it's 99.7 DJX group therapy. So she was married young and got divorced. Had 3 kids along the way. But Lo and behold, situation as it is, she now found herself back with her ex-husband. But she's now having an affair with him because he has been remarried.
Yeah, so she is just kind of, she's asking for people who have been in this situation, yeah, who got back with their exes and it worked out.
Right.
Like, she's kind of looking for a validation for a happily ever after, right, second chance with the situation. Charisma on Facebook is like, here I am wishing I had a husband, and you out here messing somebody else's marriage up. Go have a seat. Yeah, she was upset.
Yeah.
I think she's clearly not in favor of going back with the ex.
Yeah. And you know, I kind of go back to the listener who was a marriage counselor who's like, listen, if you are getting back together with your ex-husband and wanting to get married again, remarried, chances are it's not going to work out the second time either.
Well, yeah, and Diana said, if he's ready to repair the old relationship, then he needs to end the current relationship now.
Yeah.
If he isn't, then yes, absolutely end it. It's not fair to the current wife, regardless if you are his ex. You're still just that, the ex,
yeah,
at this point.
That is true. Jennifer, what is your thought on this?
So who's to say that if he did leave his current wife, that he's not going to cheat on his ex if he got back with her?
I mean, yes, these are all speculations, sure. I mean, and I think she's not even thinking that far ahead, you know?
That's just my thought, though.
So. Yeah. All right, Jennifer, thank you.
Thanks.
Hey, Jenna, so what's your thought?
Okay, my neighbors actually have a child, and by the time he turned 16, they got back together and remarried, and they had been divorced and separated since he was about 6 years old. Unfortunately, it just happens sometimes where stuff doesn't work out and then you get back together. Now, they do need to have a discussion on what they're going to do as far as divorcing the ex-wife, because if she was in that situation, then she wouldn't want it to happen like that. So, but at the end of the day, I feel bad for her and I feel bad for him. And I mean, it's honestly not a clear cut dry situation. That's muddy waters, because she knew that he had an ex when they got married and, yeah, they had kids together. So it's not like she can't say that this wasn't a possibility.
And did you say that your neighbors were 6 when they got together and then 16 when they got divorced?
No, her son was 6.
Oh. I was
when
like,
they were divorced.
Thank you.
And then they were 6. See, when her son turned 16.
Okay, they got
back together. They went back to back. They're married. He already had kids with other women.
Okay.
But they're going strong. Their son's 21 years old now. They're making it work. I mean, right, he's a good stepdad to the other ones. So.
All right. Jenna, thank you so much. Have a great day. Hey, Holly, so what is your thought with this?
I might be a little too young to really give a good input, mm-hmm, but I feel like she's kind of in the wrong, because she's not only thinking of herself and her feelings, which, I mean, like, that's normal, but mm-hmm, there's another person involved in all this. There's the wife's or ex-husband's wife.
Yeah.
So you have to think about her feelings and all this, too. And she's going to be heartbroken to learn that all that's been happening under her nose with the person that she wanted a life with.
How old are you, by the way?
I'm going to be 19 on the 19th of this month.
Oh, well, happy early birthday.
Okay, she's got some good insight. Now, listen, a lot of people have kind of mentioned, too, the kids and what the relationship is with his current wife. But also, I think what our listener is thinking about is having her family intact again.
Yeah.
But then you have to think about, too, all right, so what if her ex-husband is kind of looking at her like, you know, she's always going to be like the one, and they just had their timing off before, but now it's right, and they know that's who he wants to spend his future with, but he's got this current wife. So it's like there are a lot of still, I think, unanswered questions on his side. Yeah. Anthony said the question is, what are the intentions of the ex-husband? We need to find that out. But if you divorce once, you shouldn't go back. If anything, he needs to get a divorce, and then they can reconnect and start dating. Obviously, yeah, the physical connection is still there.
Right.
But that's only one piece of the pie for the relationship.
Yeah, 100%. Should I get her on the phone right now?
We've got some questions that can maybe provide some clarity.
Yeah, and I think what he said is right. If I don't want, okay, to do it right, the husband needs to end it with his current wife. Like,
exactly.
If he is all in too, but being a guy, maybe he's like, have cake, eat it too type of thing.
That's been mentioned.
Where he's like, you know what? Hey, I'm getting it
this
from.
This is fun.
You know what? It's not up in my number, any. You know, it's not up in my number. We're all right.
That notch was already there.
That's right. I'm just digging it deeper. That's it.
Yeah, we have questions. Still.
So yeah, I think he needs to end it first. So maybe what I would suggest to you, listener, is to pause the heat.
Uh-huh.
Have a conversation with them saying, hey, you know what? This was fun, but here's my thoughts with this, and if you feel the same way, I think you need to, you know, have a conversation with your current wife.
100%. Like, they need to say, listen, is this just, you know, reminiscing on the best parts of our marriage, or are you thinking this is a future? And if so, then you need to take care of the situation you're in.
All right.
Yeah, right? Messy. Oh, man.
Keep us posted, okay? That is group therapy.